WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The economy, one of the top issues for voters in this election. More data today showing further cooling of inflation.
Consumer prices rose just 2.1% in September from a year ago, just slightly above the 2% target that the Federal Reserve had set to try to get the economy back on track after pandemic price hikes. The Commerce Department also reporting consumer spending jumped 0.5% from August to September. That helped the overall economy grow during the third quarter.
ABC's Sherry Preston. Candidates are heading to battleground states in the Southwest today. Former President Trump campaigns in New Mexico and Nevada. Vice President Kamala Harris also in Nevada after a stop in Arizona. North Korea fired an intercontinental ballistic missile today. It was the country's longest test mission yet and could be a sign it's building its arsenal in exchange for sending troops to train in Russia. And at least 158 are dead in eastern Spain following historic flooding. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Sean Maloney. In-person absentee voting in Wisconsin started last Tuesday, October 22nd, and Sunday is the last day municipal clerks can offer in-person absentee voting in the clerk's office or satellite locations. Today by 5 p.m. is the deadline to request an absentee ballot by mail or online. Absentee ballots must arrive by 8 p.m. on election day to be counted. A man wanted for a Dane County campground shooting is in custody. Dane County deputies say 33-year-old Micah Riggins was arrested yesterday and booked into jail. Riggins is suspected of repeatedly shooting a man at Madison Camp ground in DeForest October 20th and fleeing the scene. The victim in the case survived the attack. While the crowd inside the arena waited for him to take the stage in Ashwaubenon on Wednesday, former President Donald Trump took reporters' questions outside from the cab of a garbage truck.
How do you like my garbage truck? This truck is in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden.
The White House backed off on a comment by Biden in which he referred to Trump supporters as garbage, and Vice President Harris also distanced herself from the comment. This all followed a comedian referring to Puerto Rico as an island of garbage during his Madison Square Garden rally last weekend. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy, with temperatures crashing due to these vicious winds. They're sustained at 25 miles per hour and gusting up to 40. This is creating some spooky wind chills as overnight lows tonight bottom out at the freezing mark. Good news is we'll have a ton of sunshine tomorrow, but crisp. For fall and winter getaways, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. It's 56 degrees at our studios.
99.7
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. So after 12 p.m. on Thursday afternoon, we've got you all caught up on the news and the weather. We're going to get you back into the music on this Halloween afternoon. We hope you're having a great Thursday so far. As a reminder, if you're out and about after 4 o'clock tonight, to please be extra careful. Those kiddos are going to be running around looking for Halloween candy, and sometimes they can't see with their costumes on either. So please be safe out there. Watch out for the kids and enjoy a great Halloween. Here are the Pet Shop Boys on Max FM.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, a dead end world, the East End boys and West End girls. In a West End town, a dead end world, the East End boys and West End girls.
West End girls. Too many shadows, whispering voices, faces on posters, too many choices. If, when, why, what, how much have you got? Have you got it, do you get it? If so, how often? Which do you choose, a hard or soft option?
Max FM.
Just
You should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby, there was something missing. You should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe, but you didn't listen. But you never bled. Instead, you lay still in the grass, all coiled up in innocence. And though I know all about those men, still I don't remember. 'Cause it was us, baby.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on your lunch hour. We were talking about Halloween today, after all, in costumes, and Halloween is finally here. And for some people, it's been time consuming. I haven't even started thinking about what I would dress up as tonight for Halloween. So again, if you have any great ideas, text those into us, 608-355-9970. You can also use the free Civic Media app and text in those Halloween costume ideas for Dave as well. So, and you know, the average person start preparing for Halloween and thinking about costumes just over 5 weeks ago, but people in their 20s and 30s have been prepping for almost 7 weeks. And people who say they go big on Halloween have been planning since mid-August. Look at me, I haven't even started planning with hours to go. According to the National Retail Federation, we spent about $11.6 billion on Halloween this year, around $104 per person. That includes $3.8 billion on costumes and another $3.8 billion on decorations and $3.5 billion on candy and $500 million on Halloween greeting cards. 72% of Americans are celebrating it this year. 67% will hand out candy. 52% put up decorations, and 49% people are dressing up. Like I said, I'm thinking about dressing up. I need some ideas, you know, last minute. So some of the top costumes for kids this year are Spider-Man, Ghost, Princess, and Witch. The costumes for adults that are top are Witch, Vampire, Cat, and Batman. And the top costumes for pets are Pumpkin, Hot Dog, Bat, and Ghost. That's kind of funny. We're not dressing the dog up in our house. And then we have a website called Affordable Earns as the most haunted states in America. The top five in the Northeast are Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Delaware. So that's something good to know. Our favorite chocolate Halloween candy is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. then Snickers, Kit Kats, M&Ms, and a tie between Butterfingers and Milky Ways. Their average person bought their first bag of candy 2.5 weeks ago, so in some cases, that's long gone. We didn't even touch our Halloween candy, so yeah, that's kind of interesting. You know, we got ours probably about 2.5 weeks ago. I don't even remember. We were at the store, and we said, hey, we should probably get some Halloween candy. So, yeah, it is Halloween today. We're looking forward to that. So, again, if you have any great costume ideas for me, go on, text those to me, 608-355-9970.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on Sunday.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at Mead King. Located in Rock Springs, Mead King offers delicious meads made from local honey and other fresh ingredients. Try the popular blackberry or pink peppercorn flavors. How about raspberry or a vanilla-flavored mead? Enjoy a glass inside or on their newly opened patio. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase a $20 gift certificate for $10. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
The LA Dodgers are World Series champs for the 8th time in their history. I'm Bill Scott with sports. LA coming from behind to beat the Yankees 7-6 last night to win that best-of-7 series 4-1. Packers back to work today getting ready for Sunday's late afternoon national game against the Detroit Lions. Both teams come in nicked up. While the Packers quarterback Jordan Love is rehabbing his groin strain, Lions quarterback Jared Goff missed yesterday's workout with an ankle injury. The Heartland Trophy is on the line Saturday night in Iowa City. The Hawkeyes take on the Wisconsin Badgers. That one kicks at 6:30. The Bucks are in Memphis to take on the Grizzlies in NBA action tonight. Milwaukee 1-3. They could use a win with a tough home game coming up on Saturday night against Cleveland. There's a rival matchup in women's college volleyball tomorrow night in Madison. The 7th-ranked Badgers take on Big Ten leading Nebraska at the UW Fieldhouse. That one gets underway at a late start at 8 o'clock on BTN. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Oh,
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget you can stream us on the Max.fm website. You can ask your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo, or download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Tap on Max FM. You can stream us with you wherever you're at. Also, you can text from the app as well. And we're looking for ideas on what Dave should dress up as for Halloween, so go ahead and text those in now. Here's Tears for Fears on Max FM.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Thursday afternoon. The Bear Booth Theater Guild presents Something Rotten. This will take place November 7th through the 10th and November 14th through the 17th at the Al Ringling Theater. The Thursday show times are 7:30 p.m. as well as Friday at 7:30 p.m. The Saturday show times are at 7:30 p.m. and the Sunday show times are at 2 p.m. Tickets at the Al Ringling Theater are just $17 for adults, students, and seniors, $15 and 10 and under, $10. And, you know, you can go to alringling.org to find out more information about tickets. Again, the Baraboo Theater Go presents Something Rotten November 7th through the 10th and November 14th through the 17th. Coming up, we will have a look at weather news by Janet Jackson on Max FM.
Back by popular demand, Wisconsin's largest and most spectacular Christmas show, Christmas in the Dells, kicks off the holiday season Friday, November 1st. It all starts with a four-course Christmas feast, complete with ham, turkey, and all the fix-its, and with new songs, cast, and costumes, plus a third show added on Saturdays. This truly will be a magical holiday season, highlighted by a live nativity, complete with real animals and flying angels. Christmas in the Dells is not to be missed. Want to save 20% off tickets? Use promo code SAVE20% at checkout and you'll do exactly that. Save 20% off of any of the November Christmas in the Dells shows. Not sure of the date you want to attend? You can purchase a voucher now, save 20%, and choose your date later. It'll make a great Christmas gift for family, friends, employees, everyone. But you need to hurry. The promotion will end soon. Get your tickets today at ChristmasInTheDells.com. That's ChristmasInTheDells.com.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Looking for a great deal when going out to eat? Hey, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and we got some great deals going on all week at our ranch. Mondays and Wednesdays are senior days where seniors get an extra dollar off the senior price on the buffet. Tuesday is Kids Day where kids 10 and under eat for free. And also Wednesdays is Double Points Day at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch. Thursdays, we got to buy one large pizza, get the second one free. Give us a call at 768-5555.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-488-2594. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-488-2594. That's 800-488-2594.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy, with temperatures crashing due to these vicious winds. They're sustained at 25 miles per hour and gusting up to 40. This is creating some spooky wind chills as overnight lows tonight bottom out at the freezing mark. Good news is we'll have a ton of sunshine tomorrow, but crisp. For fall and winter getaways, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. Right now, it's 54.
99.7 Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Seven Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Thursday afternoon. Our 50-minute score continues with Mariah Carey on Max FM.